If a person vomited, he was sick.
To his stomach.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them, you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come. You say, now if you don't come,
I'll really be sorry. I'll be disappointed.
Okay, would you, if you were using proper grammar, would you use another term instead of what you just said?
If I was using proper grammar?
Mm-hmm. Extremely proper grammar. You said, I will be disappointed.
I shall be disappointed.
Okay. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, we
are glad to see you.
In the future tense.
We shall be glad to see you.
Anytime you can come over, we
shall be glad to see you.
Okay. Could you use the word proud in that sense?
Instead, we shall be proud to have you with us.
Uh-huh. You could use it.
Yes.
Does it mean about the same thing as glad?
Approximately.
How do the words differ?
Glad is more happy, and proud is more personal esteem.
Okay. If you do that again, I'll blank. And you say this to a child who's misbehaving.
I'll spank you.
If he is very much interested in her and spends a good deal of his time with her so that the neighbors think his intentions are serious, what do you say he's doing?
He's dating her.
If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is blank.
He's falling in love.
What are some other terms?
Courting.
Other ones.
Getting serious.
Another one.
Going steady.
What's the older word when a fellow is interested in a girl?
Sparking.
Okay, any others?
Spooning.
If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you say
he likes her.
Which is a more serious degree of those words, terms you just used?
Falling in love.
Okay. What do you call him? He is her
boyfriend.
And she is his
girlfriend.
Can you think of some other names for boyfriend?
Beau, fella, honey, steady.
A girl's putting on her best dress. Her little brother says she's fixing up for her
boyfriend.
He's going to see his
girlfriend.
What older people would say?
Fiance? I'm not that serious.
Yeah.
Fiance.
Other ones?
Girl.
Other ones?
Sweetheart.
A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says, you've been
kissing.
Other words?
Smooching.
Others?
Necking. Playing kissy face. Spooning.
More.
More. Courting.
Okay.
Making out. Parking.
Okay. Which of those would you use?
Kissing.
Okay. If you came in with your shirt all wrinkled and your mother said, where have you been? And you said, I've been
to the show.
And what did you do there?
Watch the movie.
If you were talking to your friend, what would you tell him you were doing?
Kissing.
Okay.